Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batister. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here with Behind the Black. We most appreciate Bob's efforts all year long to keep us apprised of what is growing, which is commercial space, and what is retreating into archival joy, which is big space, the state-sponsored space. And you can enjoy that especially because there were moments of heroism in the big space moment in the 20th century, and there are moments of heroism in the 21st century commercial space. Bob makes available what I consider to be, after Bob educated me, the capstone of NASA, which was not Apollo 11. It was Apollo 8. This was 1968. I'm old enough to remember that year. It was a very bad year. Vietnam's civil rights, assassination, an election of Richard Nixon that upset everything in Washington. And then the race to the moon. The presumption was that the Soviets were going to get there first and it would be another defeat for the United States of America in front of its friends and allies. Instead, NASA took the risk, 50-50 risk, to go for around the moon and back. The first time any manned spacecraft had ever left Earth and traveled to another planetary body. Bob tells that story in Genesis, the story of Apollo 8. And I'm going on about this because I'm going to be using our two-hour interview during Thanksgiving break for all of you who want to know what Bob sounds like now, 50 years later. But the book is also available, so this is a holiday fun drive for Bob Zimmerman's Behind the Black. It begins now and goes for 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of November. And your subscriptions and your donations are most welcome. And if you want an autographed paperback edition of Genesis, the story of Apollo 8, remember, it was a 50-50 mission. They weren't coming back half the time. And there were a lot of strange episodes during that trip. For $200, you get an autographed paperback edition. For $250, you get a hardback edition. I welcome the man himself to comment on Apollo 8 after all these years. Bob, is it remembered by the young people? Do they talk about it the way they do Apollo 11? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. And my experience has been that actually since I published Genesis in the late 90s, that mission has been increasingly recognized as important as it should be. All I know is that Genesis continues to be my best-selling book still to this day. And that's, what is it now, more than a quarter century since it was first published. But so I decided, since I just came out with a new hardback and paperback edition, why don't I offer it as an additional gift for those who donate to Behind the Black as extra money. So if people want to donate $200 to the company, they get to my website, they get a paperback autographed by me, and if they do $250, they get the paperback and the hardback. And it's just, you know, because it is still the most popular book I've ever written, and it's, I think, for good reason. It was the most significant. Everyone in the space program recognized that it was the most significant mission in the 60s space race. It really changed everything. It changed the United States culture. It changed. It won the space race. It was a significant event, a historic event, far beyond what most people think.
56 years later, the FAA recognizes there's been an election. Well, what does this mean? The same FAA that we regarded as villainous before the election is now, well, it's all cupcakes and delightful music, correct, Bob?
Well, not quite, but this is really, the timing of this was incredible. Yes, the first story for today, just a week after the election and Trump's victory, the FAA announced it is forming a new committee made up mostly of academics and industry people, aerospace industry people, a new committee to revise its launch licensing regulations. Back in 21, shortly after Biden took power, it imposed what it called Part 450 launch license regulations, and it was intended to streamline the licensing process. What it instead did was literally destroy all the new rocket companies. Literally, it destroyed them. They went out of business, and we'll talk about some of those. Because even though the big companies or the established companies could deal with this, and the actual regulations maybe made it possible for SpaceX to now launch almost daily, simplifying multiple launch situations for established companies, the new regulations were impossible for new companies to go with new rockets. And we see that played out with Starship Super Heavy, because the FAA imposes incredible paperwork on every single launch of an experimental rocket that has to do things differently each time as they learn what's wrong. And SpaceX can afford this and deal with the delays, but our new rocket companies can't when they're trying to develop a new rocket. And so almost all the new rocket companies in the United States that were booming in 2020 have now disappeared 4 years later. And so they're forming a new committee to look at these launch licenses, and they're asking the industry to get involved. And I have a feeling this is the FAA's management recognizing that there are going to be changes there from the Trump administration. And they're trying to get in, I think, ahead of the game and make it seem, you know, so they can protect themselves. We'll see how it plays out. But I think under under Trump, he literally banned any new regulations pretty much for his whole first administration. He's going to go through these kind of regulatory red tape with a knife, you know, with a flamethrower, and clean this stuff up. And so if the FAA's ahead of the game here, they're probably doing themselves a favor.
NASA was magical when I was a young person. Now NASA is audits and disappointment. And Bob's reporting on two things, the audit and the search for a new headquarters building. Just what we need, Bob, a fancy building for NASA.
Yeah, all right. So the lease for NASA's headquarters in Washington, D.C., in D.C., expires August 28th. And so NASA last week announced that it is now seeking proposals for a new headquarters building in Washington, D.C. And they want a big building to cover their thousands of employees that work in the headquarters there. And I looked at this and said, with Trump's election, this is a perfect opportunity to shrink the headquarters overhead of NASA significantly, because NASA in the last decade has accepted the ideas in my policy paper, Capitalism in Space. It no longer builds or designs almost anything. It hires the private sector to do the work it wants to do. That's a good thing. But if it's hiring the private sector to do things, a vast amount of its workforce is completely redundant and has nothing to do. And so this is, even though NASA is looking for a new headquarters building, I think actually this is an opportunity for the Trump administration to trim significantly what is in headquarters in Washington. You need some people in the headquarters to manage the whole operation, but you could move a lot of these people out or literally lay them off. We don't need them. And that would be beneficial for the agency, because it would not be spending money on overhead. It would instead have more cash to hire private companies to do the kind of exploration that NASA wants to do while invigorating a private
What about the audit, Bob? What about the audit?
All right, now the audit is another example of this. There was an audit done by, an annual audit is done every year of NASA. They hire an auditing company to look at their books and see if they're doing it right. And a quick read in the press release says they were given a clean opinion. Everything was wonderful, no problems for the 14th year in a row. I looked at that audit very carefully. And the way they hired Ernst & Young, the independent auditor, It was only supposed to see if in the final analysis all the numbers were right in the final analysis at the end. But Ernst & Young looked more closely and found that the way NASA's internal financial control system works, it allows for some really big errors. And for example, there was a $250 million line item error in accounts payable that it noticed. That it didn't get reported in the final report is because NASA fixed the problem before the final paperwork was done, and so the final paperwork didn't see that error. But it was there, and it showed a very major problem within the finances of the financial system in NASA. And that's not a surprise. NASA does things very poorly when it comes to spending money. Another reason to trim NASA's
operation. All right, let's have some good news. Too much about NASA.
Yes.
AST Space Mobile, what is that, and why is it making a deal with Blue Origin?
All right, this is two stories about Blue Origin. So let's say AST Space Mobile is a company that's putting up a direct satellite-to-cell-phone satellites. These would actually act as orbiting cell towers so that you can fill in dead spots on the ground if you own a cell service from a variety of companies. I don't actually see them, those companies that have signed on with them at the moment, but it's like AT&T is one of them. So if you have an AT&T cell phone, if you're in a dead spot for cell towers, you'll be able to use AST, so Space Mobile's constellation, to have service. They're in direct competition with Starlink, by the way, AST Space Mobile, and they've been launched, but they're being launched, those satellites, by SpaceX. But now AST has signed a multi-launch agreement with Blue Origin to use its New Glenn rocket to put these satellites up. Obviously, they'd like to be somewhat independent from their competitor. SpaceX is willing to do the launches, but they're looking for someone else. Also, they say that the New Glenn rocket, which is a very big rocket, has a much larger capacity, a payload capacity, and a bigger launch fairing. So it can launch AST's large satellites, more of them per launch. So it benefits from using them. And so Blue Origin has got this contract. So this ties us in now to New Glenn. And the second story about Blue Origin, Blue Origin has finally integrated and linked together the first and second stages of its New Glenn rocket for the first launch. They put them together, which means they're getting close to rolling that whole rocket out to the launch pad and doing a static fire dress rehearsal countdown, which means the actual first launch is coming. It might actually be coming very soon. They're targeting sometime in November. No one still believes that. I think it's more likely going to happen. It might happen before the end of the year, but I think more likely in January. But either way, they are getting close to that first launch. So AST's contract is reasonable because this company might be around to launch. And if they do start launching, they really will give us a real viable competitor to SpaceX. And that's great for the American aerospace industry.
The NLRB, Bob, and SpaceX and Amazon, what is the lawsuit?
All right, there were several lawsuits against both SpaceX and Amazon having to do with union regulations and union complaints against the companies. Both companies went to court to fight the lawsuits, but they didn't fight specifically the lawsuits. Both companies went to court to challenge the very constitutionality of the NLRB's enforcement structure. Because the way that structure is designed, the NLRB accuses the companies of violating its union rules, and then it assigns a judge out of the NLRB to rule on it. So essentially the NLRB becomes the policeman, the judge, and the enforcer all in one. And that's not constitutional according to these two companies. And so they've now taken their lawsuits to a higher court. They moved it up the courts into the Court of Appeals of the Fifth Circuit, and there's going to be a hearing on November 18th. We're going to have to see how this plays out, but it could very well be that the NLRB's power to regulate businesses in terms of unions is going to be invalidated completely.
And finally, land swap in Texas. Is this about the living? They were going to do a living tower, residential tower, and a shopping center.
No, nothing to do with that, John. SpaceX had offered to give about 500 acres of land it owned about 10 miles away from Boca Chica to the state to act as parkland, wildlife, in exchange for getting 43 acres, a tenth the amount, in a, of a state park that's right adjacent to Boca Chica. And the idea was that those 43 acres of state park land are not accessible during launches to the public. And by giving them 500 acres far away, the public has access to more land and more often. This is a deal they tried to work out with the Texas Parks and Wildlife. There were lawsuits by radical activists, who said, no, it's evil. We can't have it. SpaceX is doing bad stuff. Well, SpaceX fought this for a while, and this last week they decided to scrap the whole deal. They basically told SpaceX, Texas, go away. We're not interested. We won't do it anymore.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. It is the holiday fun drive right now for Bob for 2 weeks. Your subscriptions and donations are most, most welcome. When we come back, more commercial space in 21st century.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.